Night of the Living Geek.
Hello and welcome to this week's LSG Cast. I'm your host, Nick. With me today is Taylor Hoyt.
Hi, hi.
Connor White.
Salutations.
And Jake.
Hello.
How's everyone?
This is the first time that four of us have recorded together in a very long time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Connor.
Mojo.
Connor, welcome back. Welcome back from Giant Sword.
Thank you. Thank you. Unfamiliar lands now, but it still feels like home.
Well, you'll get the hang of it pretty soon. All
right.
We have
no
a secret handshake now.
Noble and Harry.
We do?
Well, we do, Connor.
Oh, okay.
We do.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it.
You'll be Noble and Harry are soon.
Don't worry.
Lots to talk about, sir.
Yes. Yeah. I know this is late, but we were busy with school and sick and everything, but we all went to PSX, except for Jake, because he got sick.
Yeah,
he didn't like have a cold or anything. He was just like doing 360 flips and half pipes.
I was
way too sick.
Really sick.
Way too sick.
Really sick. No, it was that was really a depressing morning.
Yeah, that really
like,
stung.
I kept like even so we were gonna pick up the car the night before and I had to cancel the car rental because like it's fine if we feel better we can just take my car, it'll be fine. And then it's like maybe we'll, because like my girlfriend and I were gonna be going to PSX. Together and so she was sick as well, so we're just like, okay, maybe we'll feel better tomorrow morning. And so then the next morning wake up and we're feeling awful, and it's like, you know, it's like 5:30 or something like that because we wanted to get on the road early. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, but maybe if we just shower we'll feel better. And so it's like then we both shower and we get out and we're like, we're still feeling pretty bad, should we just go anyway? And it's like we couldn't. It was just
Well, I'm
it
glad you made
so
that decision
terrible.
Because the people who made the opposite decision
I know.
Are the reason that me and Nick both got
and that's
jacked.
That's honestly
the
it. There's like I didn't. We ended up getting way sicker over the weekend, which is good. So that we didn't go. But also, it's like you can't be irresponsible about that. If you're going to be in a huge group of people, even if like I could have made it, I was considering not just because that's literally dangerous. Like you know, people getting sick. That's not always just. You know, whatever.
Toughing
it's like,
it out,
yeah. So it's I you know, you can't just be irresponsible about it.
Well, enough about our phlegm and loogies. Let's get to the PSX conference.
Yeah, it was fun. Driving all the way down there was a fun little thing for us to do because we never really gone on a road trip before.
Hell yeah!
There are a couple stories that we definitely need to share in our PSX experience before the whole damn thing even started. Okay, let's set the stage. So last year, okay, I want to ask you, Jake, because I totally forget. Yeah. How many hours ahead of time of the keynote did we get in line at PSX last year?
I just remembered what happened.
Yeah.
What you're about to say.
I feel like... So last year, we got our tickets at the same time. Like, we didn't go, like, the day before to pick up tickets.
Okay.
We got them the same day. We left... I don't know. If the keynote was at 10, we probably left, like, at... I think it was, like... 5?
I think we left at 6, actually.
It
6
was,
or 7.
Yeah, it was something like that.
You think we got there that early?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah,
because
we had to stand in line to get our tickets and everything, too. Like, so we had to wait in two big lines last year. Because
I literally worked right next to where the thing was last year, so I just got mine at a work break. But
Taylor, gotcha. You don't remember because you ate those weed brownies.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Outer space.
But by the time we were in line... How long? We couldn't have been waiting in line more than, like, what, a couple hours in the main line?
In the big line, we waited in line for, like, maybe a little over an hour. Like,
okay.
It was a long wait, but it wasn't awful.
Okay.
Well, Taylor, pass me the helm.
We got there, what, 2 hours ahead of time this year?
Yes.
No, but we got our badges the night before.
So we were already equipped. The party was equipped properly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
GFs were junctioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got in line. And we're just waiting, you know, waiting because they weren't bringing anyone in. And then we saw when we started moving forward, when they did start bringing people in, we saw the line for the badges, and that got huge as well.
So we're like, we're good.
Yeah, so we're good. We're going to get in. We're going to get in.
And what do you mean you're going to get in?
We're going to get into the keynote thing.
Because only so many people can
That's
fit right,
there.
That's right.
So anyways, you know, we make some friends in the line. We're, you know, chatting about stuff. So there's five of us total, us three and then the two guys we're chatting with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, eager to get in there. We're getting right up to the entrance of the concourse. They're letting people in. And the guy gives us the Heisman. He goes, "No, stop right there, please." And the security guard was cool as hell.
No, he was a cool guy for sure.
He definitely realized what was happening and treated us appropriately. But we found out minutes later that we were the first people to be refused entry into the keynote. And like 800 people had been cutting in front of us in line the entire time. And we were the first, like the people in front of us were the last people to get in. So we just sat there. The first ones in line for a line that was now going nowhere. We just had to sit down and watch on the big shitty screen.
That's
in the
just
screen.
So painful to
like,
hear.
The group in front of us was three people. Like when we got there, and by the end of the line, there was nine people, like in their group. Like they
That's
just kept
so
having
lame.
Friends cut in front, and like those. All those people that they added were us five who fucking had to pay the price.
Yeah. So like next year, if we see people come, like, hey, literally, let me tell you a story about what happened last year.
I'm bringing pocket sand. Yeah. I'm going to be like, "Hey, excuse me, sir." And they'll be like, "Yeah, man, what's up? Pocket sand."
Yeah, right in the face.
Be like, "Go to the back, bitch."
No, but seriously, like, that's something that I was worried about when I heard that there were limited seating
there was, like,
for this one.
Remember last year how when we got in, there were still like half of the arena still to fill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty big last year.
I would say it was like maybe half the size.
So would you say we were bamboozled, or maybe we were?
They just changed. I guess they. I don't know why they changed the size of the venue.
I would say bamboozled.
Bamboozled. I mean, I was trying to think of another good synonym there, but I came up empty.
Hornswoggled.
I still remember.
we got hornswoggled.
I still remember the group in front of us was all laughing because we got stuffed and they're like laughing at us.
Laughing at you? Seriously?
And they're like, "Oh my god."
And then they weren't laughing at us. They were laughing at how they were the last ones to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
that's almost worse.
Yeah. And the people we were talking to was like, "Fuck those guys."
Yeah.
You know, screw those guys. Really, what it makes me think of is like 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks before PSX, I'm sorry, I was on Amazon.com just minding my own business, right? Clicking around. There's some Ninja Stars I had my eye on. And I was thinking about it, didn't pull the trigger. At that moment, I could not believe that I didn't buy those Ninja Stars.
Just throw it right at those suckers,
oh
right in
God.
The back.
I would have shinobied them right in the back of the face.
Back of the face.
It would have gone right through
their head. If they're dead, they can't like occupy their seat, right? All right, sweet.
Cool.
All right, we're in, boys.
It's metal. Yeah, it's metal.
Step over their corpses gingerly.
We have to be respectful.
Yeah. So, inside the convention center, you know, laws don't exist. It's like international waters.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know if you guys knew that.
I mean,
I'd heard that.
Biological warfare.
It's the carpe diem laws.
Exactly. Yep.
But you're speaking about inside the showroom. There's so much room in the showroom. There's it wasn't like packed to the brim.
Hmm.
It was just, you know, it was like last year. I think it was actually more roomy than last year.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, because I heard two schmucks weren't even able to go, even though they bought tickets.
I know, right? Those schmucks.
Oh, man.
So,
I'm glad I don't know who those schmucks are. But, yeah, so we got dosed. But anyways, let's get to the fun stuff.
All right.
We met the Allies. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, the night before, we went to the Easy Allies meetup, and I got to play some WWF SmackDown, probably back then. With Huber and Ben Moore, who's been on the Giant Sword podcast several times, which was cool.
The Allies. It's like, that makes me think we have to change our like podcast name to like the Hard Axis. We're the
exactly.
evil twin brother of the Easy Allies. With much less production value.
There you go. Yeah, that was fun. I think we waited. The first thing we did when we got in there was wait in line for Persona 5.
To the actual PSX conference. Yeah.
All three of you?
Definitely not.
Not Connor.
Yeah. I was like, all right, sweet. I'll play it when it comes out. I'm going to go do some other stuff.
Yeah, so we wait in line for about 2 hours.
And well, the really funny thing about that is, so imagine the booth is a wall, right? On one wall is all Persona 5. There are four screens, and there's just a line that snaked around. And then on the other side of this wall was Hatsune Miku and Yakuza and Sonic. And so they had a little booth for taking pictures with Sonic, but because the line for Persona 5 was so long, they literally just moved the guy in the Sonic suit so more people could stand in line for Persona, which I thought was really funny. They're like, all right, get Sonic out of here.
Yeah, the funny thing is like the Atlas crew was like, didn't expect this to be like as popular as they thought. Like, are you kidding me? This is Persona 5, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they severely underestimated the crowd. Anyway, I almost don't know if it was worth it because they timed the demo, which didn't happen on any of the other demos we went to, and it was like with an RPG. Like
if you don't beat it and you've spent your time, then you got to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, they like literally had a stopwatch, and it's like, oh, 10 minutes are up, got to go. And I think they started doing that once they saw how long the line was getting because I don't think they were that quick at the start. But anyway.
Well, if their demo was that long, they obviously didn't realize that would be a problem.
Right.
If they didn't want to have that problem, they just make the demo shorter. But anyways.
Yeah, I got into a few battles, got a sense of how the dungeons are going to be laid out, how the battles are going to go, which is way better than 4 and 3.
I got a sense of how it felt, and it felt great.
Very satisfactory.
So, yeah, yes. So we're pumped. It's meeting our expectations. Our already high expectations.
You know, I think the funny thing is Connor kept like checking up on us. He's like, yeah, I already did this.
I looked at like every booth before I got in line for anything. You know, just like looking over, like looking at that game, watched like 10 minutes of Last Guardian, went to some of the indie, you know, things, chatting people up and whatnot, and just kind of check in, be like, what are these nerds doing? Because I got bored eventually. I was kind of like by myself. I was like, I don't want to get in a long line or something. It's boring to wait in line by yourself.
Yeah. But what did we do after that, actually?
After that, I went to Gravity Rush 2 because that was the other thing I wanted to check out.
Is there a playable demo there?
There was.
Nice.
It was really long, actually,
well,
which is good.
Tell me about that because I'm really looking forward to that.
So the new thing with Gravity Rush 2 is there's two new gravity modes. There's, I think it's Jupiter and Mars or something like that. One makes you like you're really light so you can move faster and quicker. And Jupiter, you're really heavy and you can hit harder. So, like, with Jupiter...
So this is getting, like, beautiful?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, there's an ability when you're in the Jupiter mode where you can charge up and you, like, smash the ground and do, like, a ground smash and just kills everybody. And then I don't know if it's Mars. I'm probably... Maybe it's Mercury. It's another planet. And you move faster and the enemies that kind of are really hard to hit, you can just instantly teleport and kick them and it's... easy to hit the fast moving enemies.
Okay, cool. That's good because those were really annoying.
They were very annoying.
The last game,
yeah.
Where like you do your kick and then they move and then you automatically home in on them with your kick and then you're just kicking towards them for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Just like okay, that's good. That's good.
There's a lot. Which this is a weird thing to say in Gravity Rush because they don't speak any. They speak a made up language, but there's more voice dialogue. Like you know those little like. Comic book cutout scenes.
Yeah.
So when those happen, it's not just text. They're actually like voicing all of that.
That's cool.
Which is interesting. So there's and kind of the camera movements are a little bit more like interesting, not just static. So there seems to be a lot more emphasis on the story and there's just much more to do. And it felt super good on like there were two demos. There was the easy and the advanced one. And I'm like, well, I've platinumed it. So I'm just going to do the advanced one. And it felt right at home.
Nice.
Easy to control. Super fun. So I'm really... like, that's... for me, that's a pure gameplay game. Like, it just feels so good to play.
Yeah.
Is that game of the show for you?
Probably game of the show, yeah. Because it was the most... I went back and played it a second time. I liked it so much, which I didn't do for many other games.
Well, I guess we should let each of us decide what game of the show means for us. Like, is that, like, the best surprise or just, like, the most fun game, period?
Definitely not the best surprise. We'll get to that probably later, but... it was the most fun demo I played. And, you know, I already went in, like, expecting a lot from Gravity Rush. I'm like, it looks really, really good. And the story stuff kind of surprised me. And just, yeah, I'm ready to dig in and get another platinum trophy.
Sounds good. This is going to be a very short tangent. I saw a tweet that you posted, I think, a while ago, Taylor. It was, like, your top games of all time. And I noticed that Final Fantasy VII wasn't on there. And I just, like, was really surprised by that.
I'll have to dig that tweet up. I don't remember... I mean, I may have said that.
Well, would it be in your top five?
Top five? I don't know about top five. Maybe top 10.
Okay, because I was just really surprised. I always thought of you as the, you know, the...
well, Tactics has surpassed it, if that makes it any better.
That's my tangent. Seeing Gravity Rush made me think of it, because that was on there.
Okay, yeah.
So when you went to play Gravity Rush, this is when you split off and started playing around.
Yeah, you guys
right?
did other stuff. So what did you guys go and play at that point?
I played Chasm and all the indie games.
Tell us about Chasm.
Okay, you want me to tell you about Chasm?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I beat the demo in literally 90 seconds. I'm not kidding.
Well, how?
I ran through like six rooms and there was a boss at the end and I killed him.
Do you remember?
And I was like, I looked at the guy who's working there and he's like, has this excited expression. He's like, what'd you think? And I'm like... Are you kidding me? I was like, that was really easy. Nick said that the last demo was a lot more like thorough. Like
it was
you would
long.
Look around
it was like 20 minutes
and stuff. Like,
yeah.
it starts out, you're in, like, you know, the mines, whatever, and you have, like, your weapons and stuff. And then so I, like, ran around, and I don't think I, like, saw an enemy, and then I just killed the boss.
Would you mind, could you tell me, give me some context for this? Because I actually, I don't know what Chasm is.
Do you not play the
thing it's you can, you know what Rogue Legacy is, right? It's, it's like that, Metroidvania, except it's not randomized, or it is randomized?
It's sort of randomized.
Randomized.
So, but it is a 2D, the, it's like left and right.
Yeah, it's, like, yeah. It's very Castlevania, okay.
Super
Metroidvania.
8-bit, scratchy sprites, looks good. Okay. Looks great.
Though. All right, cool.
Yeah. I remember I asked the guy, I was like, so I played the demo last year, and he's like, oh, this is pretty much the same demo. I'm like, okay. Well, went in there, and it definitely was not the same demo.
I was just laughing because I beat it, and I just, like, got up. I'm like, okay, I mean... Sweet.
thank you for your time.
Yeah,
because there's like no exploration in the demo at all. There's no like finding treasures. Like
it was just one boss.
It was just like it
the
go through
lich guy, right?
Yeah. It was a go through the thing and then you end up in a lich, the lich boss.
I remember. Yeah, I'm sure there's. I think there was like alternate routes you could have taken that like maybe you run into some enemies or you like something happens. But like whatever route I took, I just like circumvented all enemies and obstacles. I just like ran through and I was like, oh, it's a boss. I was just laughing. Huh. I think it was like unlikely that that happened to me, but I thought it was hilarious.
Did you fight random enemies, Nick?
Yeah.
On your okay?
Yeah, I did. Weird. I mean, you already had like your dagger weapon and everything like that. But
I'm just so far past that game skill wise. You know, I'm like on an echelon that game can't even comprehend. Apparently,
I played another game just like it. I forgot what it was called though. Oh,
was it at the show?
It was at the show. Yeah.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about too. Had great. All right, but I'm not going to remember it. So.
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, dang it.
So instead of like chronologically going through what we were doing here, let's just go like...
tell me some
favorite
stories.
Favorite thing, least favorite thing. Let's just do that. Taylor, right. Go.
Oh my gosh, that's tough. I mean, favorite thing I played was definitely Gravity Rush 2.
Okay, easy.
Easy. Least favorite thing. I don't really know. I didn't play too many bad demos. You know what? I'll say...
Favorite thing, least favorite thing, and best surprise.
Okay. This is a weird thing to say. The least favorite thing I played was Horizon. Not because I think it's going to be a bad game. I think it was a bad demo. It's literally like, go kill three hunters or those little stalker, whatever they're called.
The poster boy, little raptor robot.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Right. And the play area was so small, it kept saying, oh, don't move out of the play area. We'll restart the demo.
How long was the line for it?
It actually moved really fast because there were 32 stations. So I would say maybe it took half an hour to get through the line.
32 stations.
Because I literally feel
that's
like...
That's bananas.
Yeah, it was the biggest one there for sure.
I walked behind a TV or like, you know, just on the edge and just watched a guy play for like 15 minutes. I feel like I totally got the gist of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like all the information you're gleaning from that playthrough is all like visual. It's not like... super gameplay.
You can't play with it that much.
Right, it seemed pretty linear as far as demos go. So I saw how good it looked, and I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I'm sure the final product will be way better because you get to explore and try new weapons and stuff. I think best surprise...
Don't pick the one that we're both going to pick.
No, I'm not. You didn't even play this one. So my best surprise was a game called Monster Boy, which is a very colorful 2D side-scrolling game, which supposedly is like a spiritual successor to this thing called... Wonder Boy on
heard
the
that was a I thought, heard that was there too. There's Wonder Boy.
Yeah, there was a Wonder Boy and there was a Monster Boy, which I was really surprised. I thought one were the boat were the same, but
what is the secret of your power?
What?
The song. Tenacious. Oh, come on, dude.
I can't be expected to know every song. But yeah, no, it's super colorful, bright. I played this level where I was a frog, and like there were a lot of these little like hooks, and he like grabs onto him with his tongue, and he like swings back and forth, and I don't know, it was just jolly and fun.
Kinky.
I actually crashed the demo. He's like, "Wow, you're the first guy to break the demo." I'm like, "Thanks."
You just look him like seriously square in the eye, just be like, "You never encountered a player like me before."
Talk about ascending to another level. And literally, all I did was walk into the item shop, and it just crashed. I'm like. Fix your game, bro. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Just immediately stand up. This game sucks. Throw
it in the door. Just on a megaphone. Monster Boy is horrible.
When we're thinking about playing this game, it fucking sucks.
Over.
Just doing the siren.
But it was fun. I really enjoyed it. I didn't really have any expectations going in. I'm like, now I'm definitely going to buy that game. So. Yep, Monster Boy. Keep a lookout for that. And there were apparently three different characters you could have played as, but nobody was playing the frog, so I'm like, I'll give the frog a try.
And
good job giving the frogs some love.
Yeah, good old frog.
Good choices, Taylor. And for Nick's takes, his favorite thing was nothing. His least favorite thing was everything. The biggest surprise was that
everything sucked.
Yeah, everything was even worse than he thought it was going to be. All right, now that it's my turn.
You guys know me so well. I'm going to start with the least favorite. I think the least favorite.
Of course you are.
No, no, his biggest surprise is that he didn't kill himself.
Yes.
God damn.
Got sorry.
Go
the,
on.
The least favorite would be For Honor.
Oh,
okay.
Really? Why is that?
It was a bad demo.
I think the tutorial was rushed.
Yeah.
And it was a necessity because it was, you know, the line was moving slowly, but it was a bummer.
It was, yeah, it's bummer because we're just playing it and we're like, he wasn't like, I started playing the game and
we didn't
then,
know what we were doing.
And I was like, what's going on? Like, I'm doing the thing it's telling me to do, but it's not working. And he's doing like double slashes. It's killing me instantly. And I'm like,
okay. Yeah. Well, weird. And so. We were talking about this earlier. I remember this now. You were saying that you were playing as the samurai assassin, which is called the Orochi.
Yeah.
And that one is, he's like a glass cannon. You can do a ton of really fast attacks that do like a lot of damage, but you die super easy.
Because, Nick, on page 72 of the strategy guide,
no. I'm just saying that it's like it's a really, really high skill level class to start as. It's not like really beginner friendly.
Yeah.
And even for me in the beta, when I started, I went through the tutorial and I started playing, and I honestly didn't have a great time at first in the beta. It wasn't until I looked at some of the characters. I chose one and went through that character's advanced demo specifically, and mm-hmm. that's when I started having a little bit of fun in the game. And then the game got progressively better with that. But you have to actually learn each character specifically.
That's funny because I picked the guy who said, like, easy, and I still suck, so I have no excuse.
But, yeah, still, I would definitely recommend, like, it's the big thing is you have to end up learning their moves. It's a lot like a fighting game where it's, like, each character has different moves.
This game,
I knew one of the two of us was going to pick that for like Wii's favorite, and I knew that it would be accompanied by a long corollary by Jake.
Hey,
so I'm totally not disappointed. In that. Actually, you just are bad.
What's your favorite thing?
it's not a bad thing.
The favorite thing, I don't know. My least, I know my most surprising thing. My most surprising thing was definitely Dreadnought.
Okay, nice.
Tell the people what Dreadnought is.
Dreadnought is a strategic, I can't talk today, like huge spaceship battle.
Much strategery.
Yeah.
Yep.
And well, just, you're just like
very slow paced.
Very slow paced.
It's similar to like World of Warships and World of Tanks, things like that.
Kind of like that. Yeah. It's kind of like that, but not really.
Very
it's
slow and ponderous and like measured, and like everything.
Yeah,
all
that's
and there's different abilities. And
that's exactly that's World of Warships. It's very similar to it. I've talked to a few friends who are really into those, and they said Dreadnoughts is almost the same thing, but just
except not free to play.
What's up?
Is it not free to play?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't want special. Super.
Yeah, we were kind of having a little bit of conjecture on what the price might end up being because we were hoping like that's you could see a universe in which that's like $30 or something.
But yeah,
totally. You could also see where it's full price. Like I don't know, it's really hard to say.
Well, or the whole free to play model.
Yeah, true. Exactly that too. Freemium. I mean, it's hard to. Yeah. I don't even have a good guess. But all I know is that I'm in that closed beta, son, and I know the rest of you guys are. So.
You're in. You're or you're signed up or you're.
I signed
in
up twice. So.
Oh, okay.
I signed up twice as well.
I know. I like to think whether it's true or not that since I signed up at PSX, I'm special.
I feel you.
Yep.
I get to go first.
Yeah, that game was very surprising. I just remember where we were talking about some game, and then Connor comes up and is like, have you guys played this game named Dreadnought? It's pretty freaking awesome.
Well, it was after the first day. You guys didn't play it on the first day. And then I was talking about it all night. And you guys are like, all right, I get the freaking idea. It's slow ships. I'm like, no, seriously, play it. And so, like, whatever we
they're really slow, guys. They're really slow.
Yeah.
Like,
you guys,
all right.
You're going to, how slow they are, it's going to get you so hyped. But, and then we played it, and you guys were both stoked on it. And I was like, told you.
Yeah. And we played it twice.
Yeah,
I think,
no, we
together.
Think we played four or five times.
You guys,
we played like
twice.
Six or seven times. He played it twice. But we got to the point where we just started, like, destroying every team we fought.
Well, they had three stations that were each like 5-on-5 maps, so there's like 30 people that are getting cycled in pretty regularly. So the line was always really fast. Like we would sometimes be in line for like 2 minutes, and we just get to play around a Dreadnought. So when we would go around and all the games we wanted to play had long lines, we just go hit up around a Dreadnought. It was great.
Pretty much, yeah.
We got to the point where Connor was like, "You know what? I think we're doing this company a disservice because we're just destroying them, and we're going to make these people not want to play the game."
Yeah, we got so good at the game that we were just wrecking everybody on the other team. Like, kind of like where the game ends, and I just like look over on the other side of the computer. I'm like, "That's right." But also, one of the
everyone's
games
walking away like, this game sucks.
Exactly.
One of the times, eight people got to our station. They're like, oh, shoot, we're short people. So two of the devs joined our team. And
we absolutely dismembered
the other team. I kind of wanted to turn to them and be like, why did you guys do that? Like, you know that those five people did not have fun. And you could clearly tell that us three on this side already going to buy this game. Yeah. I didn't know
would
say anything.
I would have been interested to hear what it would have been if they gave you guys two of the new dudes, and then
they had the devs.
That would have been interesting.
I'm sure we would have lost, but we would have put up a fight at least. It was like 100-15 or something.
Oh man, it was so fun.
And then we won 100-5.
Are those tickets?
Each ship is 5 kills.
Oh god.
Yeah. So
that's brutal.
So we got 3 kills that one. Then I think the game after, there's no devs on our team, but we still we won like 20-1.
So
we're like, maybe we should play something else. Yeah.
We had one game where it was like 95-95, right?
Oh, we freaking lost.
I was we lost in the worst way ever. Like, I was a sniper called the Alpha. I was a sniper. And I was like, okay, I got to get this kill.
Charging up his lasers.
And I'm about to aim at the guy. I'm like, he's about to die. And game over. And I'm like, no.
What do you mean? Well, what do you mean game over? Why?
Like,
they got their final kill right as he was about to pull the trigger to get our final kill.
Yeah.
So we just looked at each other. What are you going to do?
It happens in Smite sometimes, too. I'm like, my character's already swinging down. Yeah. And it's just, and then
you
that's
lose.
It. I'm like, no, but no.
I also had I had a really good call out moment. I'm like, final kill right now, bam, bam, and I killed him. I'm like, yep.
Wow, people must have hated you.
Yep.
That's awful.
I just had a very drastic cramp in my leg. Keep going.
Yeah, it was. I loved that game because we had someone else who also played the game, and we were just talking. Like, okay, we got to go this way. There's a guy down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we were coordinating, that's when we were really starting to, like,
and we had
knock
two,
some
we
heads.
Had two new guys, and those two new guys were like, man, this game's awesome.
That's right, son. That's right. This game's awesome.
So what console is it coming out for? What systems?
We played on PS4, of course.
Okay.
That definitely seems like it could be a good computer game.
Yeah, that screams PC for sure. I don't maybe probably Xbox. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be on everything except the Switch, so...
Maybe even the Switch. Who knows?
I think people are going to hold off and see how it sells first. But you never know.
Well, Nintendo's got to have a good sales pitch with how many devs they already have on board.
Yeah,
I mean they've got to have something good going on.
Well, Nick, I know it's really a tall ask, but what was your favorite thing?
I'm trying to. I was going to say
I don't know.
Everything was so terrible.
No. I was going to say Dreadnought. But that's like
favorite thing was leaving.
Yeah, my favorite thing was leaving. I really enjoyed Disc Jam.
Oh, that was cool.
Disc Jam was really fun.
Oh, yeah, that game was clearly fun. I'm also absolute garbage at it. So the whole time was like, damn it. So,
I mean this in the best way possible, but this is a total Jake game. So do you know what Disc Jam is?
Why'd you have to say best way possible?
It's like a qualifier that means it was like by default.
It's bad. Is that what you're saying, Taylor?
Let me tell you about this game. Where you're a set of eyebrows on a dragon. Okay, it's really
good. Ooh, Jake. It's right up your eye.
Go on. Do you control one or both of the eyebrows?
Oh, dude, that's my favorite developer.
Dragon eyebrows. Sorry, that was kind of a shitty way to intro that.
I was a Kickstarter backer for Dragon Eyebrows.
Sick.
I got the track jacket.
Got the collector's edition. Exactly. Limited edition. Got the eyebrow statue.
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
So Disc Jam.
All right, yeah. Disc Jam. Why is it a Jake game?
So it's a just quick little fun multiplayer game. Like it's a 2v2 and basically you have a frisbee.
It's basically doubles tennis with a frisbee thingy.
It's Mario tennis but with curving discs.
Yeah, so you throw a disc, then you have to catch it and throw it back and catch it and throw it back, but it's like...
So I main as Boo in Mario Tennis, and he already has curved shots, so it's pretty much the same thing that I'm already great at. So.
But it's like, actually a better comparison would be table hockey, what is that called?
Air hockey.
Air hockey, thank you. It's like air hockey because it can bounce off the walls and stuff like that, and there's super moves you can do, and it was quick but super fun.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds really cool.
And then if you have like a huge rally, the disc starts going fast. We're like way faster, and soon it's just like. Bah, 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 bah.
Have you
like,
tried?
I never experienced that phenomenon.
There's this super cool one. If you guys are interested, it sounds a lot like that. It's called Pong, Have you tried that before? Because that might be right up your alley.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go on.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. It just goes faster and faster, and it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Jake? And I don't know if you've heard of it.
Jake, are you finished?
But yeah. I can totally see. Yeah. I get what you mean, Taylor. Sorry, this is guys. Totally a Jake game.
Yeah. That he can get really into. Though.
Okay, cool. It's got local multiplayer?
Yeah.
It might be split screen.
He said it was split screen. So it's
okay,
like,
cool.
Yeah, it was a close relative of another game there. Like,
Windjammers.
Reviving, yeah, Windjammers.
Which is the same game except top down and just one-on-one.
Wait, what camera angle is Disc Jam?
It's like from behind the back. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Person, nice.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So, anyways, I guess that leaves.
Well, we could actually play it right now. There's an open elf on PC.
Oh, so.
Oh my
is
God.
It really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Boom.
Sweet.
Connor.
So me, favorite thing. I mean, my best surprise was Dreadnought because I hate to pick the same thing as Nick, but I was the champion of that game and I got y'all to play it. Played it the most.
Yep.
Definitely going to play buy that. Least favorite thing. I'll come back to that. Favorite thing I have to say was using VR for the first time.
Hey,
that's right. He played Valkyrie.
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't tried VR yet.
I mean, I've lived 25 years without putting a VR headset on.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Happy.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. how else do I put this?
Yeah, we played Valkyrie together.
Yeah, it was awesome. You're twisting around, turning, just like the. A pre-battle launch when you're like in your spacecraft in your ship still and you're looking around at your down at yourself and you're like in this crazy pimped out space armor and I was just looking to the right at all my wing and all the guns on it and look to the left at the other wing with all the guns on it and I was like
so
this is sweet.
So do you see what I was saying when I say like the arms of the character go up to the same part like in your eyesight that
Yeah,
in
more
real
or less.
Life it's just crazy.
I mean I knew that but to experience it was definitely kind of drove the point home.
So Eve Valkyrie is contending for one of my most disappointing of this year.
Really? Ooh.
I don't like it.
I played it once.
I don't like
it
at all. But you guys had a good time with it?
It was very simple.
It was also using VR for the first time. I was like, holy shit, that was awesome.
That's true. That's true.
That was basically all I took away from it.
Yeah, okay. All I wanted to do was like play in VR, and that was again the play.
Oh, and I was another reason I might have had fun is I was absolutely destroying everyone.
That was also a thing.
We had some cool dogfights in that.
Like, that's not a brag because like I got absolutely hammered in most of the other demos that were like competitive, but on that one I was making shit happen.
Nice.
Yeah, by the way, you're gonna have to do a lot of bleeping in post production there, Nick.
I know.
I'm on fire today.
I'm swearing.
I'm crying right now.
poor baby. Least favorite thing. This is so lame. I wish I went before Nick, but. I guess it had to have been For Honor just because I was like, this is going to be freaking awesome. And then I didn't get a satisfactory tutorial. And then, I mean, we won and I was doing stuff the whole time. And I was kind of like, take my time with the tutorial when I get the game and I'll have more fun.
You play as the warden, right? The guy with
the top left guy.
I don't know if it's ordered,
screen.
But he's got the big two-handed sword. You're a knight?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of the standard. That's cool.
I picked the one that said easy because after the tutorial, I was like, whatever.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Okay, cool.
But, I still had a good time. I mean, I guess it's just more of a testament to just all the quality of the other games I played. But I guess another disappointing thing is there's a bunch of games that I didn't play because the lines are just too damn long.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not doing that.
Let's segue into that, actually. What did you want to play that you weren't able to?
I really wanted to play that Crash Bandicoot remaster.
Let's just list them off. Neo.
Yeah, I wanted to play Neo.
I wanted to play Neo real bad.
Neo is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Which is really cool, but every time I walked over, I was just, nope.
Yep.
Same with Ace Combat 2. That looked particularly awesome.
Yeah.
Every time I walked by, I just said, sorry, folks. I'm not devoting my Saturday to 20 minutes of Ace Combat.
Seriously.
Hey, Crash Bandicoot, I really wanted to play. Yeah. Just to get a feel of it. I wanted to make sure it felt like the original Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, that game looks...
It looks
awesome.
Great. Yeah, but the lines were always huge.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, we were walking up to it, and I was like, oh, look, dude, there's no one behind the TV. You can jump right in. And, like, Nick goes and stands behind the guy, and the attendant is like, the line's around the corner, sir.
Oh, no.
Absolutely massive. Yeah. Like, shit.
Yeah. And that's when we both looked at each other and went, Dreadnought?
Dreadnought.
Yeah, exactly. Just looking at each other. Let's go shoot some ships down.
Ooh, another one was Yooka-Laylee, was right next to Monster Boy. I wanted to play it. Literally, when I was in line to play Monster Boy, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll hop over to Yooka-Laylee. And then the line just slowly but surely started getting longer because a couple of people from IGN came over and they were like, they got priority because they were pressed, so they just played forever. I'm like, well, not today, I guess.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you guys want to know something great? I played the Parappa, you know, like reissue.
Oh, the
it's
demo?
Like, it's not even different from the regular PS game, but
the,
I was like, sure.
The demo for the first one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. So I was like, you know, I'll play Parappa again. It's been years. Why not? Short line. Mm-hmm. And the controller I used like had literally a second long delay on it. I'm like, oh, I'm trying man. To play a rhythm game. Are you kidding me?
That
yeah,
sucks.
Seriously.
Like I finished and the guy was like, "You have fun." I just kind of like looked at him and walked away. I'm like,
no, sir.
Still beat the level though. Still was rapping. Very cool.
Nice.
This doesn't really kind of fit, but I just want to say real quick, played Yakuza 0. That game's pretty cool. Never played a Yakuza game. Now I'm kind of excited.
Watching you play it, it was a lot more silly than I realized.
Oh, yeah.
When like, you think of Yakuza, you think of, you know, the streets running red with blood.
Yeah,
and
right.
intense looking dudes with tattoos, like wielding katanas and yeah, hot chicks.
The cool thing yeah. about
you were like antagonizing some people who were like trying to play a show on a stage.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's like, what the hell are you doing?
I've heard kind of in terms of you know, similar play styles, but then like different levels of seriousness. It's like Grand Theft Auto, and then Yakuza, and then Saints Row.
Yeah, it's kind of yeah. right in the middle because it can Yakuza, be serious yeah, at times, but then it can just fly off the rails.
It's funny to me that Grand Theft Auto is the most serious one in that hierarchy.
Yeah,
because I feel like that's such a silly game.
Well, have you played Saints Row?
Yeah, I mean, well, I know Saints Row is like. It's supposed to be a joke,
yeah.
but still GTA, it's not like, I mean, it's about like crime and, you know, robbing people and killing people, but it's not a particularly serious game.
Sure,
it's
sure.
It's a caricature
look
as
at
well.
Look at the character Trevor. That guy exists just to make you laugh by saying the F word, yeah. which I'm totally fine with.
I mean, he is the epitome of like every Grand Theft Auto player. He's like, oh, you're the maniac? This guy's a maniac. You yeah. just play him.
yeah. Yep.
So anyway, games we didn't get to play.
I wanted to play all the games we played last year. Cosmic Star Heroine, I wasn't able to play that.
But was the line long, or you just...
It was the line... Like, when I went there, the line just got huge. I wanted to play Farpoint, but the lane... every time we went, the line was closed.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say Farpoint, too, because, I mean, the whole, like, staging area they had for the demo was, like, pretty incredible.
Yeah, it was
too.
Like a canyon or something, right?
It had a giant, like, you know, air quotes, life-size, like, giant alien thing, like, over there, and it's this big, like... Star Trek looking like entry tube that, to get into the demo area. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then the whole demo area was like modeled like a desert planet. There's all these like stalagmites and like everything's like brushed brown. And I was like, oh, that's a pretty intense demo area.
So were you hearing about how the demo was received? Did people like
all
it?
All I can tell is that it was really long because like people, like we would look at the line, go do something else for 20 minutes and go back to the line and like hadn't even moved. So
and really,
and there was a lot of people demoing too.
Yeah,
wow.
The people would all be sitting down. That's when you know that the line's been really long.
Wow.
Well, dude, I like got a lot of time playing Pokemon like in that Eve Valkyrie line.
Yeah,
like, I legitimately got pretty far.
Did you start Pokemon that weekend?
I was like 3 hours in.
Okay, nice. That's cool.
Yeah, I was. By the way, Pokemon has transitioned from being like Pokemon to like a JRPG. And it's like
fantastic.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Like the freedom of movement, like being, I think X and Y had this actually, or not as much, but like the grid-based movement, you know, is gone and you just have free movement and like.
Which is cool, man.
That is, adds so much more to the game than I ever thought it would.
Well, there's a big upgrade from X and Y to Sun and Moon because in X and Y they introduced kind of the more free movement, except it was still only 8 directions.
Exactly.
Which is weirdly limiting when you think, like, when you try and actually do stuff like that. So,
absolutely.
So this has the full 360. It's nice. Yeah, it's noticeable.
And just, like, the laundry list of, like, positive changes they made is, like, stretches to the floor and then some. It's, like, they really added a lot of great stuff. It's, like, they've clearly been saving up a lot of ammo for, like, we need to, like, we're going to have a moment where we, like, shift into, like, being more of a serious game than not, like, you know, just Pokemon, like, Game Boy game. But, yeah, they pulled it off. Now that we're talking about Pokemon for some reason, take me back, Nick.
So. one of the things I really wanted to play, like a lot of indie games that this always had huge lines. Mm-hmm. I wanted to play that platformer that the guy who made Towerfall made.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah.
It looked interesting.
What's that?
I forgot the name.
Yeah, I don't remember it either. It looks a lot exactly like Towerfall, the same art style.
Yeah,
kind of that
exact,
pixely.
But it had type like, it's a platformer.
What's it like?
It's kind of like Meat Boy, Super Meat Boy.
So is it like a single player platformer type
yeah,
thing?
I think
it's
so,
not
yeah.
like a it's not like a fighter
no,
kind of
it's
thing.
A
oh,
platformer.
Okay. All right.
And then I want to play Windjammers since I played just Disc Jam.
Yeah, just the same with me, just to see what it played like.
Yeah, there's so much stuff there. Oh, I wanted to play this survival mode for
Uncharted 4, yeah.
And Resident Evil 7.
Dude, you had to have tickets to get into the Resident Evil demo.
Wait, really?
Where'd you get the tickets? Wow.
I have no idea.
Just from Kojima himself.
when we got in on the first day, and like walked in the doors, it said tickets are sold out. Like immediately when we got
Holy crap!
Inside. And so wow. I was like, all right, cool. There's this big, super cool, scary haunted house in the middle of PSX, and like no one's allowed inside it.
So
whatever.
So what was that demo? Was it different than the?
I think it was
the one
just
that
the
you
VR
can just
demo.
Download.
I wish I could tell you.
Yeah. I imagine it's the final demo, but you could play it in VR. That's my guess. But yeah, like
can't
Connor
you do
said,
that anyway?
Knows.
You can do that now. Yeah.
See that was a lot of that show. It was like, ooh, you can play Last Guardian, but it also comes out in like 3 days. It's like,
yeah.
All right.
Like the Uncharted 4 thing. I was like, I don't play Uncharted, but I was like, I mean, it's just like an extra game mode.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that's super significant to all the people that were inexplicably in the line, but I was like, really? That's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I don't understand it, so I can't say.
That's pretty much our experience of PSX. It's fun. I can't wait to see next year, because this year had a bunch of awesome announcements on the keynote. So let's talk about those.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
The keynote started off with Uncharted: The Lost Legacy, which is a standalone.
Can I real quick talk about this one?
Yeah.
Sorry, but you were saying it's a standalone what now?
Standalone game.
Yeah, you don't have to have Uncharted 4. Apparently it's going to be like its own package even maybe.
Yeah,
but
it's only going to be like 4 hours, but still.
Yeah.
I thought it was Tomb Raider the entire time.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of us did, yeah.
So I was actually really disappointed when it said Uncharted at the end there. So I didn't recognize the characters at all, by the way. So I didn't know it was Uncharted until Uncharted came up, right?
She had the head wrap on the entire time.
Well, but I don't recognize the characters even without it, because I haven't played it yet. So so I was so excited that there was going to be this awesome game where it was just about just a woman in the Middle East who's just...
In India.
Trying to... Is it in India? Okay.
Oh, it's in India? Are you sure?
Is it really?
It looked like...
That's what I heard online, so...
Oh, okay.
It looked like what we've seen of the Middle East in movies.
Sure.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Sure. Whatever. Point is, you have this woman, and she's just... it was just this regular person in this impoverished, war-torn country, and I loved that. I was so excited that it was going to feed. It almost looked like it was maybe going to be this revolution kind of thing, where there's this like underground network of like everyday citizens trying to fight back.
Mm-hmm. Super serious.
Yeah, and it's just like really, and it was going to be, you know, talking about the politics there and the struggles and the. I was so excited for that.
You really thought about this a lot
just
a 10-minute thing.
Just for like, I was watching it, like, yeah. And just I had this idea of this incredible. But it just sucks that it ended up being just a costume.
It was going to be like the moment I saw it, I'm like, okay, this is going to be either Uncharted or Tomb Raider.
And well, I thought there might have been the potential for it to be a new game, but because they were hiding the identity so long, it's like, oh, as soon as they take the thing off,
that's the
everybody's going to know. Like, oh, it's we. Cause,
well, and plus, what gave me a hint that it wasn't like that, because that's what I thought first. Yeah. Like, oh, it's just a civilian. Like when she sneaked inside the building and like the dudes come around the corner and she karate chops them and whoops their asses. I was like, oh, it's like some like special operative. Or
well,
whatever.
Like on the roof right
yeah,
at the end.
Or whatever.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like that was right at the end. Everything up until then. She just looked like this, just a woman. Just like
I think you remember it more clearly. I thought that happened earlier.
I mean, she has a phone, and like a phone, and she's wearing jeans. So I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was just hoping like that it would just be a new game, and it's about just people in this country. You know, it's almost like as soon as it's Uncharted, it turns into this like, you know, super agent, you know, kicking ass in this country kind of thing. It's like I just wanted it to be
she's a mercenary,
a new
so yeah. I mean you got your wish, Taylor. It's
no
Chloe.
I'm excited because I like Chloe. She's cool. So
I think games that are like as like culturally challenging as the one you just described like may not be a reality like to make right now, you know. It might be the
I don't know why I feel like this is the best time to do it.
Well, it might not, you know, sell great and it's super serious themes for people, you know, or who are trying to like engage in escapism from like the problems of the real world and stuff.
But yeah, let's make a real world game.
I mean, I'd be down. I just feel like it'd be a tough sell.
Yeah.
Still, I was excited, and then I was really disappointed. It was like, this sucks.
I thought it was awesome because it didn't look anything like an Uncharted. And I was like, oh, it's Uncharted.
Yeah, no, it seems very like like a lot more exploration, which is kind of cool. Like, and I was really disappointed. I was telling Nick, I don't know when we were talking about this, but I was like, man, I'm so bummed out because we haven't seen Chloe wasn't in Uncharted 4.
It was in line.
It wasn't in line? It wasn't okay, in line. Yeah, because we were talking about this. I'm like, man, I really wish, you know, they do something with Chloe because the conventional wisdom that it'd be something with Sam, Drake's brother, in the game, or Sully or something. I'm like, oh, man, it'd be awesome if it'd be Chloe, because she's one of my favorite characters from 2 and 3, and she wasn't in the main games. So I'm like, oh, awesome. Like, that for me, this was, like, best-case scenario. So, sorry,
two
Jake.
Sides of the coin there.
And then the next thing that was announced was Marvel's Capcom Infinite.
Dude, my reaction, so good. The first thing that pops on the screen is Mega Man. And I instantly go, yeah! And I start, like, punching Nick and Taylor. Yeah! And then I see it's a fighting game, and I just, like, my heart drops in my stomach, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I could not care less.
Well,
sure
I knew.
I'm sure it's huge news for a lot of people, and you guys knew it was Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, the moment they saw
X, I just saw
I'm
Mega
like,
Man, and I started freaking out, and then I'm like, oh.
It's one of these.
Never mind.
The moment I saw Mega Man X, I'm like, yes, he's a character.
No, don't worry. They're going to cancel his involvement in the game. Oh. And replace him with someone else that no one gives a shit about.
My number 9?
Yeah, he's the new Mega Man, right?
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, they claim the crown.
Yeah.
And that was I enjoyed that. I was like, awesome. Another Marvel's Capcom. Can't wait to watch that in Evo.
Yeah, that'll be fun. It supposedly comes out late next year, so I don't know if it'll be at Evo, maybe the one after, but yeah, it'll be curious. So there were a lot of rumors going around leading up to the event. They're like, oh, there's not going to be any X-Men because Fox owns the rights. And more people were saying, like, okay, Fox owns the rights to the movies, not necessarily games. So it doesn't necessarily...
Is that how it works?
What?
Is that how their intellectual property works?
Apparently, this was a long time ago before Marvel movies got huge.
Well, I feel like you own the characters, but I mean, I'm no expert. Continue.
No, the characters are going to be in the game, but they're going to be like DLC or something like that. Because the focus was supposed to be on the cinematic universes right now. So Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy.
There's a Mega Man movie coming out.
So sick, dude.
Yeah.
That was a fun announcement. I was like, oh, it's real cool.
So, hey, out of curiosity, so they said this is going to be a return to a 2v2 fighting style.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do you mean you switch between two characters, or it's literally two players against two players?
You can do both, but typically it's one player and you swap in characters whenever the time is fit.
A lot of times when you swap in a guy, he comes in and does a hoo-ha-hoo.
Sure,
or something.
Yeah. So, but previously they've done 3v3.
And Capcom 2 and 3, yes, but not in the first one.
Trying to keep it a little simple. Yeah. Because Marvel vs. Capcom 3 was just, like, insane. You'd be like, combo, combo, switch, and it just was, like, insane.
Fun to watch, but just, like, crazy.
The fighting games like that are one of the deterrents for me for fighting
games. Oh,
Look at that, and I'm like, no thanks.
Yeah, the skill level that required to even be mildly competitive is so high, I just, like, don't even have a prayer.
You know what? I'm going to play Minesweeper.
Yeah, exactly. Basically.
So you actually have a chance now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'll ever really get into it, but it's better than nothing, I guess.
I know I'm going to try.
Moving on?
Yep. Yeah. A bunch of remasters, actually.
Crash?
Crash, of course, Crash. Wipeout? Wipeout.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So they're remastering Wipeout, Fury, HD, and 2048, which is the Vita version, all into one package. Awesome. It's going to be great.
I was a little disappointed that it wasn't just a new Wipeout, though.
Oh, that studio's gone. That's why.
Well, I mean, who owns the rights to it?
Sony.
Sony could then make a new Wipeout.
I'm
just saying that, like, it's not ridiculous to expect it.
It's just, I know. I was like, oh, cool, new Wipeout. And then I'm like, oh, this looks exactly like the old ones. Oh, it's a remaster.
Maybe, never mind.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, maybe they're, gauging interest.
That's what I think. That's what I was going to say.
Why would you do that with a remaster? Because I feel like that wouldn't give you, like, accurate numbers of who's interested, because a bunch of people like already play the game or own it, or I don't know. Never mind.
They're pulling a Final Fantasy. It's going to be like in a few months they'll announce the next Wipeout.
Oh snap!
Yeah,
there you go. Yes, it's like Wipeout's finally going to be on PS4. Yeah, it's a stupid remaster.
Yeah,
the next year it's going to be.
But every single ship will be piloted by CloudStrike.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Turn-based racing.
Can that become a thing yesterday, please?
How would that even
amazing.
That is, dude, how is that not... If anyone knows about a turn-based racing game, let me know immediately.
I would play it.
Card games.
Card-based turn. Card-based racing.
Literally game. Just the card game speed.
Yeah. So after that is the PSP remasters.
Yeah.
Patapon.
Loco Roco.
Oh, Patapon's going to be awesome, though. I can't wait to see that how that is on PS4. Mm.
The third one was good, but the first couple were kind of clunky, so yeah. We'll see.
Connor, you seem slightly bored.
Mm, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, it's the middle of day. We're recording a podcast. I'm sorry, I was asleep.
Parappa the Rappa.
What about it?
Honestly, I never played that as a kid.
I'm excited for Parappa and Patapon and Loco Roco. Because they've always, you know me, I'm always really looking out for cool little art styles and things like that. And so those three games have always looked cool, but I haven't been able to play them. So yeah. I'm excited.
Super fun. Well, I don't know about Loco Roco, but the other one is.
Patapon?
Patapon, yeah. I love Patapon.
Patapon!
Ni No Kuni 2. They showed a trailer for Ni No Kuni 2.
I'm awake. Hello. Taylor,
yeah,
you first.
That was interesting because they showed parts of the new battle style, which is more involved with the actual characters and not the actual familiars. So that was neat.
Which, by the way, really wanted more of in the original. So I saw that and I was like, okay, awesome. That's what I want.
It looks like there still are familiars, though.
Well, they better be. But yeah. I thought it was frustrating how in the original Ni No Kuni, your human character, just sucks. You know, he's not good at combat. I was like, I get it, but it's kind of ridiculous.
And so they mentioned it was hinted at in the trailer, but I read this somewhere, in a Famitsu interview, that the game is going to have kind of dark cloud elements. Like, supposedly, the world gets destroyed and, you're rebuilding the kingdom. Because, at the end, he's like, oh, we'll build a kingdom that we can all be proud of. So, literally, you're building it back together, which is kind of cool.
I may look very calm on the outside, but I'm crying inside thinking about that.
And that game looks like... I played Ni No Kuni recently on PS3 just for fun. And I'm like, it still looks good, but it's very... there's a lot of aliasing. It looks rough around the edges. It's a PS3 game, but this one looks so crisp and nice. I can't wait to play that game.
What's the over-under on tears that you'll shed while playing this game?
Oh, too many.
3,000?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
No, I'd take the over on that for sure.
Absolutely.
You know how you said that when you watched the last Guardian trailer that you've got a little, you felt a little
emotional?
Well, I felt a twinge of, I was like, oh yeah, that's what this game's about. It's not about solving puzzles or whatever. It's about being BFFs.
Yeah, when they showed the Ni No Kuni trailer and it was the end, it's like, we're going to build it together. And it had that little,
turned to me and I'm crying. I'm like,
let's build it, man. Do it. That's how I felt when that was announced.
It's gonna be tight.
There's the next Housemarque game was announced.
Nex Machina. I don't really know anything about it. I've heard it's
the Resogun guys.
Right.
I've heard it's good. I don't really know anything about the actual game.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to do that.
No, I think the biggest announcement,
obviously,
is Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
And I thought there was no way this game gets announced this early. Because it's like, oh, they showed the Naughty Dog's game at the beginning, forget it. And then at the end, I remember we were sitting outside, it just shows the trees, and then somebody behind me was like, Last of Us 2? I'm like, get out of here. And then they showed a stop sign with a Firefly logo. I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. I love how they just showed that, and it was the Firefly logo, and everyone knew what it was. Everyone was like, ah.
Yep.
I felt so alone as the only person on the gaming community who hasn't played Last of Us yet. Whenever I started cheering, I looked around, I was like, what the hell is this? Why is everybody so happy? But
and then I thought
I'm a huge nerd for not having to play that. Yeah, yet. And I'm going to. I'm going.
You'll
to.
Love
yeah,
it. I
it's
promise.
A good game.
Yeah. And I thought that was going to be the end of it.
Yeah,
like, oh, they're just going to cut.
It cuts black, and then it's just the Naughty Dog. I'm like, that's all they need to show. That's all
but
they
then need to they show. Have Ellie, her hands all shaking, and she's playing guitar.
But you don't know it's Ellie at first.
Yeah, you have no idea who it is. And then,
this is very small, but just the animation of her fingers plucking the guitar strings and them vibrating looked so insanely realistic.
Yep.
It blew me away.
Yeah. Welcome to Naughty Dog.
That little detail. Welcome to Naughty Dog.
The creators of Crash Bandicoot.
Yep. So weird. How Whoa. Far we've come. Yep. As far as the big announcements, I think that pretty much covers it.
We definitely missed a bunch of stuff, but that's all the stuff that we're
that matters to us. Was there anything that we left out, Jake, that you caught your eye in
Not
a keynote?
That I can think of. The only one that I was planning on bringing up was Last of Us, because I wasn't sure if we were going to...
But Last of Us 2, we went to some of the what's it called? The keynote.
Or the panel. Actually,
the panel. And they said they've been working on this like for like 3 years.
Not 3 years. Two years and a half.
Was it 2 years?
Because it came out at the in like 2013 or 2014. It came out the June before PS4 came out. And so they had to do the remaster. And
they started talking about this trailer. It's like they read about this trailer like 2 years ago.
Yeah, which is crazy. Oh, that's right, because they were talking with Ashley, the girl that plays Ellie, and they talked about it when they were talking about the DLC for Last of Us. So yeah, this whole thing has been brewing for a while, but I think it got a little delayed because when Amy Hennig left the Uncharted project and they had to kind of pick up the slack or whatever.
Reallocate their resources.
Yeah. So,
I remember a game or an announcement that we forgot about. Mm-hmm. Jake, the DLC for Dragon Eyebrows. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did actually. So
you get to
be
his mustache.
I've already signed up for the closed alpha. So I got the email, but I'm just waiting for the servers to open because of course it's an online only game.
Very
but,
exclusive.
On mobile.
The servers will open on Thursday. So
all right, let me know how it is, dude.
Yeah, I will do. Will do. I have friend codes if you want. I can send you a.
Dude, I'm all over.
Looks like you're already practicing.
I'm all over Dragon's Beard, man. Let's go.
I've decided what our podcast is really missing is more physical humor that can't be detected by microphones. Are you all in?
Yeah.
Or more just descriptions of physical humor that isn't actually happening. How about that? Like, yeah. Connor, what are you doing right now? Are
Jake,
you?
Jake, why are you dancing the samba on top of the table?
I don't even know, Connor. I don't even know why
it's
I'm
impressive.
Doing that.
I didn't know you had such good feet.
Thank you, yeah.
So they call me on our next legs. Episode, we'll be having a funny face competition. So be sure to stay tuned.
Oh, wow, that's
Nick,
really weird. How
looks
do you
like
do
you're
that,
already getting
Nick?
Started, Nick.
I know. I've been practicing
oh,
for about
that's your resting 20, face.
26 years.
Sorry.
Aww.
It was sitting right there. Someone had to do it.
Done. But yeah, that lasted an hour, man.
That was a good episode.
and we're done.
That's it, see ya.
It's nothing like the people who are making the episode declaring whether or not it was a good episode. That our fans are going to love that.
Oh, yeah.
Unequivocally.
You guys really like this one, don't you?
Yeah. Wow. I'm telling you, you're liking it.
Yeah, it was fiddle-faddle.
Is that a review?
That was my review of this episode. Fiddle-faddle.
It's fiddle-faddle.
Fiddle-faddle.
It's great.
But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at LSG Channel. Go to our Facebook at Last Honest Gamers. And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe, comment, and like. And we'll see you next week.
Quick message for me. On the next episode, we'll definitely be breaking down FF15 because I know that that's a huge thing that's happened and we didn't talk about it on this episode.
Yeah, I've kind of been playing it a ton, and I think a lot of us have been playing it a ton, so I think...
Yeah, I'm only 50 hours in, not too long, not too far.
Right behind you, bud. It's funny because I told all you guys that I have a spicy hot take, and now you're going to have to wait another week.
Oh, no, that's right.
Tantalizing us.
Not only teasing the audience, but my co-hosts.
And...
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone.
See ya.
Bye-bye.